We're here at the end of Special Stage 12, which is the first run around Cairn Hill this afternoon. We've got three stages left to go today, and we're just going to recap on the situation after the first run over Knockalla once again. And after Stage 11, Sam Moffat and James Fulton in their Ford Fiesta WRC have an advantage of 6.5 seconds from Craig Breen and Paul Nagel. A huge battle at the front of the field. WRC Fiesta 1 and 2. But Moffat certainly on the pace as he took almost 4 seconds out of Breen in Knockalla. Outside of the top 2, Callum Devine, well, he's a contender for a drive of the rally on day 2, that's for sure. And indeed on day 1, Brian Howes' Navigator. And in their Ford Fiesta R5, they've been putting up some very impressive times. On Knockalla, 9 minutes 34.7, a very quick time for an R5 car, and he was just, 3.4 seconds slower than Breen. And looking at his time for Moffat, he was some 7 seconds off the pace at Moffat, but certainly a very good time in the R5 by Callum Devine. He's 14.5 adrift now off Breen. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy continue to motor along with a good time, 9.32.8. They remain in fourth position. They're going to chase a top three, currently 19.8 seconds off finishing in a top three place. Josh Mobbin and Keith Moriarty, fifth overall, and they sit over half a minute adrift of Jennings, currently leading the R5 category. The reason for that is because Devine, of course, is sitting in the top three. After Moffat, we've got Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble, who have been absolutely flying today. The Fermanagh men on a charge in the R5 Ford Fiesta. 9.37.4 was the time of Fisher, and he's over half a minute down on Moffat. Baron Evans from Wales, seventh overall in a Hyundai, another half a minute back. And then we've got Max Kittle, 7 seconds behind Evans in an eighth position. We're setting back earlier in the day. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Gainey in the WRC Fiesta, they sit ninth overall, nearly a minute down on Manus Kelly. In the top 10 has been wrapped up by Niall Maguire and James O'Reilly in Pretza WRC. We've got Maguire a bit of a veteran. He's been here in Donegal quite a few occasions. Of course, won the Harvest Rally, numerous times as well. Peter McDermott, Niall Burns, 11th. Declan McCrory and Stephen O'Hanlon, 12th. Aidan Wren, Kieran McGrath, 13th. Stuart Biggerstaff, 14th. And Eugene Donnelly wraps up the top 15 after 11 stages. We move to the national category. What a time by Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callaghan. 9 minutes 41.7. An unbelievable time in the Darien, but when you factor in that it's Kevin Gallagher's home stage, it's basically passing his house. He knows every nook and cranny and in and out of that stage, and a blistering time, taking 18 seconds out of the chasing pack. Awesome stuff by Gallagher and Callaghan as they jump from fourth at one stage fifth today. They now go to second overall, 21.4 seconds down on the leaders Ian Barrett and Paul McGee. The defending champions in their Darien continue to lead this rally, but Kevin Gallagher making a big, big statement. It's going to be interesting to see how they go in Cairn Hill, and then it's back to Knockalla. We could be closer between these two cars come the end of the day, who are really, really on the limit. Ryan Loughlin and Gareth Doherty, third overall in their escort. They, of course, dropped out of first earlier today. Now they've dropped back to third from second. He had a slight off in Knockalla with damage to the front of the Mark II escort. The time for him was 10 minutes 9.7, which wasn't too bad considering the time that he lost, so that off must have happened towards the end. He's just 0.8 of a second down on Gallagher now. Damien Tourish and Donal McElhinney are fourth overall in their escort, leading class 14, but the power of that car is somewhat lesser than the other class 14 escorts which are around him at the moment. Declan Gallagher and Derek Heenan, 9.53 dead for Declan Gallagher in the Scarlet. A very, very impressive run for Gallagher there as well. And he's been moving up through the leaderboard today too. So the Milkman certainly on it in the Scarlet, fifth overall. Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh, they are sixth overall. 10 minutes 10 on Knockalla there for Damien and Mac. They continue to hold sixth overall. And then Mark Alcorn and John O'Donnell, seventh overall in another escort. 10 minutes 3.3 was the time for them on Knockalla. 9 seconds adrift now of Gallagher. By the way, Gallagher is, that's Damien, is 8 seconds adrift off the Milkman. The rest of the top 10 in the National, Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, eighth overall, not fighting at the head of the field. Just couldn't find the pace of the cars ahead of them this weekend, but they're inside the top 10. Damien Toner and the escort is now up to ninth, and then we've got the reads of Paul and Card wrapping up the top 10. So the other Donegal crews that are still here on day two, Kyle and Dale McGettigan, 12th overall. Looking at the list, we heard him from earlier. He's a dairy man. He likes to come to Donegal man when he's here. We'll give him that because it's his birthday. Connor Curley and Nigel Fraser sitting in 14th overall. J.F. Shovlin and Emmett Brosnan, 15th still going. Johnny Jordan's leading class, 13. Paddy McCrudden on board, 16th overall in the National. Frequent visitor Frank Kelly, 17th. Barry Mead's come a long way from Cork, 18th. John Boner, 19th. Wesley Patterson, and we better mention Johnny Bird as well. They wrap up the top 20. And there's a whole host of other Donegal crews still going. You see Daniel Conan and Terence McGee are there as well. Freddie Doherty, that's Liam Doherty, and Dermot McGettigan still in the rally. Paddy McDade and Tommy Lunn are also there. Martin McGee, a frequent visitor as well from overseas. Phil Collins is still competing on the event. So there's still loads happening for the local crews in the National. So it's been a tremendous weekend so far. We're in now to the second half of the rally. 11 stages completed. There's still three stages to go today. We're at the end of the Cairn Hill stage. And when they come off Cairn Hill, they are going to make their way back to service. And then they're going to do the final loop of the day, Knockalla and Cairn Hill a second time, and then it's back to Letterkenny and then around 7 o'clock for Park Fermi this evening. But there is, of course, a lot of rallying still to come between now and the end of the day, and we've also got day 3 tomorrow. We've been continuing to advise rally fans and rally spectators what to do with situations and going to stages. We did have Garton cancelled earlier today. We don't want to see a repeat of that. If you are taking your vehicle into a stage early tomorrow, Sunday, get there and get on early. We advise you to go there early and get your spot. But if you have a vehicle, do not park it within 200 metres of a junction. That is the rules applied by Motorsport Ireland. So keep your car a brave distance away from the junction that you want to attend to watch that stage. And for people going into the stage as well, don't be leaving it 10 minutes before the first car is due, like what happened in Garton as well. Arrive there at the very least a half an hour to 45 minutes before the first car is due. You'll be able to get a safe spot and a good spot, and then that would mean the stage would run as well. Continue to obey the officials and the marshals, because we keep saying it makes for a more enjoyable event for everybody, and obviously obey the Gardaí who are out officiating on the road as well. Big, big crowds in Donegal. Delighted to see so many people here in the county for Donegal. There's huge crowds out on the stage, big rally fans in the northwest, and this really is one of the best races that we've had in a while. And at the head of the field, it's Sam Moffat and James Fulton, who lead by 6.5 seconds from Craig Breen and Paul Nagel. Callum Devine continues to hold third, with Gary Jennings fourth and Josh Moffat in fifth. And the eagerly anticipated battle of the national category is going to continue into Cairn Hill. Barrett and McGee, that's Ian and Paul, lead the way by 21 from Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callan. But Gallagher, he's known as Egg. He builds engines. He's a motorsport man. He's a hugely talented driver as well when he gets time to sit in a car. And he's going to have a real push now over the final three stages. So we're all set for another grandstand stage of action to come. And you can follow it on Highland Radio across the Northwest and online at highlandradio.com.